Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So a lot of us understood that the financial meltdown was deadly serious when it finally appeared on South Park.
I got a $100 check from my grandma. And my dad said I need to put it in the bank so it can grow over the years.
Well, that's fantastic. A really smart decision, young man. We can put that check in a money market mutual fund. Then we'll reinvest the earnings into foreign currency accounts with compounding interest, and it's gone.
What?
It's gone. It's all gone.
It's gone. It's all gone. That wasn't just a punchline from South Park. That was the kind of thing that people were hearing all over the United States. And a new survey reveals just how many people have heard it's gone, it's all gone, or near gone. According to the 2010 Retirement Confidence Survey by the Employment Benefit Research Institute, almost 24% of workers in the last year said they were delaying their retirement, mostly because they, as a result of the meltdown, couldn't afford to stop working anymore. David C. John joins us now. He's co-director of the Retirement Securities Project at the Brookings Institution and a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Good morning, David John.
Good morning.
Also with us is Mike Munger, who's chair of political science and professor of economics at Duke University. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
David John, let's talk about these numbers that we reported all day yesterday. It's something like 27% of Americans have $1,000 or less in the bank. And if you're talking about people who have been accumulating retirement over a long period of time, their balances are dangerously low. Give us the big picture here.
Well, the big picture is that this survey covered both people who were close to retirement and much younger people who had looked at their retirement accounts and realized that they had lost a substantial amount of money. Now, in many cases, this included people who had never really started saving in the first place. Almost half of Americans have never really sat down and figured out what they're going to need in retirement and come up with a decent plan on this. However, we've got to remember that the number of people with $1,000 or less include many lower-income workers for whom Social Security will be a much better part of their retirement savings than, say, upper- and middle-income workers.
Now, are these people just basically, you know, close to having their face in the pavement? I mean, $1,000, that's not any kind of a margin for error with rents the way they are these days and mortgage payments the way they are these days. How do families function with that level of buffer, David John?
Well, in many cases, actually, they get into very severe trouble. This is the case where the slightest bump in the road, whether it's car repair or whether it's in a medical emergency or losing a job especially, puts them in very deep distress.
And that has implications for Washington policymakers deciding on extending unemployment benefits, tax breaks, all that sort of thing. Mike Munger, chair of political science and professor of economics at Duke University. There's a ripple effect, a chain reaction here. If workers are delaying retirement, that means they're working longer. That means they're holding on to jobs that younger people might take. That's just one of the ripple effects of these kinds of numbers here. Describe what's likely to occur over the next 10 years.
Well, there's two things that are going to happen. If people try to stay on longer, they're also probably going to try to invest more in stock or other high rates of return. If you do a survey, 62% of the people that thought they lost money say, no, I'm going to get it back. So they're pursuing kind of radical investment strategies to try to get it back. The other thing is 37% of the people that are going to retire, and you can't see, but I'm making air quotes, that are going to retire, it's going to be unplanned or involuntary as a result of layoffs or saying, I'm sorry, we have to cut your position. So a lot of people think they're going to delay retirement, but what that means is they're going to have an unplanned retirement. If you put those two effects together, the effect on the economy is pretty catastrophic.
You know, Mike Munger, you've actually just figured out how to do air quotes on the radio. I think that's a legacy for you, just no matter what you do there at Duke University.
Proud.
Indeed. Let's talk for a moment. It's not just individual families who are making these decisions to try to catch up. Yesterday, we had a story on the show, Louise's story from the New York Times, saying that state pension funds are trying to catch up by making these unrealistic investments in derivatives and high-risk corporate bonds. What's the potential that people will end up in further disaster if these risky investments go bad?
The next thing is lottery tickets. They're going to be buying scratch-off tickets.
Well, what, you know, I mean, again, I don't want to just simply point out the dire situation without suggesting, you know, what needs to be done. What are concrete steps that families can take to avoid the kind of lottery ticket scenario and to hold on to what they have, even though it's shrinking?
This isn't very complicated. What you need is, at your retirement, an amount, let's call it X, 5% of which is 80% of your current income. Now, the easy way to think of that is, what is your income? Multiply that by 16. That's how much you need. So if you're making $50,000 a year, you need to have saved $800,000 in order to be able to retire at a decent amount of your current income. If you're 30, you can do that. It's actually not very difficult. The problem is the people who are 70 who haven't put anything away. But if you're 30, all you have to do is put away something like $1,000 a month and have a plan and make yourself do it. That's the first thing that you do, particularly if the company that you work for has some kind of 401k or matching plan. The big problem is people don't choose jobs based on the retirement benefits. They choose based on short-run things. So we need a change in the way that we think about it. But for younger people, there's nothing difficult about this.
All right. Mike Munger, Chair of Political Science and Professor of Economics at Duke University. He talked to us from Durham, North Carolina. We're looking for your stories. What was your original retirement dream? How much has the economy shattered that? And if you're close to retirement, if you're more in the 50, 60, 70 age zone, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post it to our website, thetakeaway.org. Also, thanks to David C. John, co-director of the Retirement Securities Project at the Brookings Institution and a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Disturbing numbers. Nothing funny about it at all.